In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Everybody, this is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Now, typically, I'd continue on with the series that I started, and we are working on communication. But, having gone to my bowling game today, and it turned out the way it did, I'm not going to go into too much detail. Let's just put it this way, it was very disappointing. And aside from us losing, which wouldn't have been the biggest problem, it was the other team that caused us a lot of grief. So, being able to handle these types of situations and how people treat you, how they do certain things, I'm gonna take the next couple of days and talk about how to be assertive in the right way. And how to complain effectively where it doesn't sound like you're whining. Okay? Reason for this slight change of hand is due to other people's ignorance and me having to deal with it consecutively. And I know a lot of people have to deal with it as well. So I figured I'd go ahead and cover this topic and get it out of the way. So first off, let me ask this question. What is assertiveness? Okay? I'm going to build this up with an introduction, okay? And depending on how fast I cover this information I have here for today, I might go a little bit further into the next thing. First things first. Assertiveness is a skill regularly referred to in social and communication skill trainings. It's being assertive means being able to stand up for your own or other people's rights in a calm, positive way without either being aggressive or passively accepting the wrong. Assertive individuals are able to get their point across without upsetting others and becoming upset themselves. Although everyone acts in passive and aggressive ways from time to time, such ways of responding often result from a lack of self-confidence and are therefore inappropriate ways of interacting with others. Okay, and as you already know, I have covered self-confidence and self-esteem once before. Okay, so what is assertiveness? Let's consult the Oxford Dictionary real quick. And what it basically says here is that forthright, positive, insistent on the recognition of one's rights. Okay, we can definitely date this back to the Civil War, where the South was very assertive on what they wanted when they were trying to fight the North for their right to secede from the Union. Now, considering the fact that they lost and how they lost, I mean, I can't really condone this or pick a side, and I choose to stay neutral on that topic. But using them as an example, okay, and what they did, assertiveness means basically standing up for your personal rights, expressing your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs in direct, honest, and appropriate ways. It's important to note also that being assertive, we should always respect the thoughts and feelings and the beliefs of other people as well, regardless of whether they're wrong. Those who have assertively always respect the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs of others as well as their own are more respectable individuals, okay? And assertiveness concerns being able to express the feelings, wishes, grants, desires appropriately and is an important personal and interpersonal skill in all your interactions with other people, whether at home or at work, and with employees, customers, even colleagues. Assertiveness can help you to express yourself in a clear, open, and reasonable way, you know, without undermining your own and others' rights. Basically, it enables individuals to act in their own best interest, you know, to stand up for themselves without undue anxiety, and to express honest feelings, comfortable, and to express personal rights without denying other people's rights, okay? And there's three ways of doing it, like I mentioned before: passive, aggressive, and assertive. And we're going to go ahead and cover all of those here, okay? And assertiveness is often seen as the balance point between being passive-aggressive and their behaviors, but it's probably easier to think of the three as a three-point triangle, or like the Triforce from Legend of Zelda. You have to have all three for it to be whole, okay? Being assertive involves taking into consideration your own and other people's rights, wishes, wants, needs, desires. It means encouraging others to be open and honest with their views, wishes, and feelings so that both parties can act appropriately. Assertive behavior includes basically being open and expressing wishes, thoughts, feelings, encouraging others to do likewise. Listening to the views of others, responding appropriately, whether in agreement with those views or not. Accepting responsibilities and being able to delegate to others. Regularly expressing appreciation of others for what they have done or are doing. Being able to admit to mistakes and apologize. And maintaining self-control. But above all, behaving as an equal to others. Okay, and being just and fair with that. And some people may struggle to behave assertively for a number of reasons and find that they behave either aggressively or passively instead, okay? Next is being passive. Responding in a passive or non-assertive way tends to mean compliance with the wishes of others and can undermine individual rights and self-confidence. Many people adopt a passive response because they have a strong need to be like others. Some people do not regard themselves as equals because they place greater weights on the rights, wishes, and feelings of others. And, you know, being passive results in failure to communicate thoughts and feelings, and results in people doing things that they really do not want to do in the hope that they might please others. And with this being said, is this also means that they allow others to take responsibility to lead and make decisions for them. All right. A classic passive response is offered by those who say yes to requests when they actually want to say no. Example, do you think you can find the time to wash the car today? A typical passive reply might be, yes, I'll do it after I've done the shopping, made an important telephone call, finished the filing, cleaned the windows, and made lunch for the kids. Any of those would work. A far more appropriate response would have been, no, I can't do it today as I've got lots of other things to do. The person responding passively really does not have the time, but their answer does not convey this message. The second response is assertive, as the person has considered the implication of the request in the light of the other tasks they have to do. Assertiveness is equally important at work as at home. And if you become known as a person who cannot say no, well, you will be loaded up with tasks by your colleagues and managers. You could even make yourself sick in the process. And I have to admit that I'm guilty of doing this myself, of being not assertive enough, okay? When you respond passively, you present yourself in a less positive light and put yourself down in some way. And if you constantly belittle yourself in this way, you will come to feel inferior to others. While the underlying causes of passive behavior are often poor self-confidence and self-esteem. In itself, it can further reduce feelings of self-worth, creating a very vicious cycle, all right? So with that being said, we'll take a short break here, and we'll come back and talk about being aggressive. All right, and we're back. So let's talk about being aggressive. By being aggressive towards someone else, their rights and self-esteem are undermined. Okay? Aggressive behavior fails to consider the view or feelings of other individuals. Those behaving aggressively will rarely show praise or appreciation of others, and an aggressive response tends to put others down. Aggressive responses encourage the other person to respond in a non-assertive way, either aggressively or passively. Okay? There's a wide range of aggressive behaviors, including rushing someone unnecessarily, telling rather than asking, ignoring someone, or not considering another's feelings. Good interpersonal skills mean you need to be aware of the different ways of communicating and the different response each approach might provoke. The use of either passive or aggressive behavior in interpersonal relationships can have undesirable consequences for those you are communicating with, and it may well hinder positive moves forward. It can be a frightening or distressing experience to be spoken to aggressively, and the receiver can be left wondering what instigated such behavior or what he or she has done to deserve the aggression. If thoughts or feelings are not stated clearly, this can lead the individuals manipulating others into meeting their wishes and desires. And manipulation can be seen as a covert form of aggression, whilst humor can also be used aggressively as well. So, with that being said, the last thing I want to point out for this topic today is the different situations that call for different measures, or do they? Okay. You may find that you respond differently, whether passively, assertively, or aggressively, when you are communicating in different situations. And it's important to remember that any interaction is always a two-way process. Therefore, your reactions may differ depending on your relationship with the other person in the communication. You may, for example, find it easier to be assertive to your partner than to your boss, or vice versa. However, whether it is easy or not, an assertive response is always going to be better for you for your relationship with the other person, as it basically sets and defines a line between you and them on how to do this. Okay? With that being said, okay, let's go ahead and talk about the next issue, like I said. Dealing with non-assertiveness. Okay? Learning how to behave assertively is all well and great, but how do you deal with non-assertive behavior in others? Okay. Every interaction is at least two-way, and learning how to deal assertively with others' non-assertive behavior is an important skill. And the temptation is to respond aggressively or passively to others' people's passive and aggressive behaviors. And this may be particularly the case if they make you angry. Okay. Dealing with a passive behavior person. People often behave in a passive way because of low self-esteem or confidence, and basically, by behaving assertively, you should aim to make clear that the other person's contributions are valued, and therefore improve their confidence and self-esteem, okay? Remember that it is possible to value someone's contributions without necessarily agreeing with it, as well as being more assertive ourselves. Assertiveness should be encouraged in others so that they can communicate their ideas and emotions freely without feeling under pressure to say certain things. Okay, assertiveness in others can be encouraged by well-honed interpersonal skills such as listening, questioning, reflection, and clarification, topics I will cover later. Some ways to demonstrate that you value the other person's contribution would be to encourage their contribution through open questioning, by asking their opinions, and by drawing people into the discussion in group situations. Listen closely to what someone has to say before continuing the conversation. If necessary, use questioning techniques to clarify their opinion before responding with your own. Show you are interested in what someone has to say, though appropriate questioning. Reflecting, clarification, and summarizing skills, and show that you value the other person's contribution through the appropriate use of verbal and nonverbal communication, such as nodding, smiling, good eye contact, and encouraging languages. You can encourage them also to be more open in voicing their feelings, wishes, and ideas. But do not allow yourself to take responsibility for decisions you should be made jointly, that you make yourself. Instead, support others to make their contributions to the discussion so everything's not left on you. the more a person is able to contribute and feel that their contribution is valued, the more they will feel valued as an individual. And the experience of positive feedback will help to increase a person's self-confidence. The whole chain of events should enable the person concerned to overcome any passive reactions and become more assertively. I mean, here's a tip, okay? If you know that a person tends to behave passively in a discussion or decision-making group, then take time beforehand to discuss their views with them. If you know how they feel, you can help them express those views in the group more appropriately. On the offside, dealing with aggressive behavior. This is something that a lot of people need to know how to handle. Handling aggressive behavior in others is particularly difficult when it's accompanied by negative attitudes. Okay? To avoid responding defensively or aggressively, self-control is definitely required. If you need to know anything about that, go back and check out my podcast on morals, on self-control. It should be noted that aggressive behavior here refers to verbal and nonverbal messages and not to any form of physical violence. Okay? Key strategies that can help to deal with aggressive behavior include maintaining self-control, like I mentioned before, although anger can sometimes be a positive force, responding in similar angry manner will do little to discourage aggression, okay? If appropriate, however, be prepared to take time and think over issues before entering into the discussion. It might be helpful to say something like, I need time to think about that, or can we talk about this tomorrow when we have more time? Remember that the other person have a right to their emotions, including anger. Acknowledge their anger, for example, by saying, I can see that this has really upset you and you're very angry about it, okay? Pausing and then counting to 10 before responding to an outburst can also help to avoid answering in an automatic, defensive, or aggressive way. And on that note, avoid argument and defensiveness if at all possible, and try to maintain calm. Try to find areas of agreement with the other person rather than focusing on the disagreements that are happening, and then find and demonstrate ways in which decisions and solutions can be shared. How can we find a solution to this? This is probably the best question to ask. And then try some empathy with the other person. How do you feel when you are angry with others? You know, things like that. All right. Lastly, how do I put this? Often it is difficult for a person behaving aggressively to calm down and see things from a broader point of view. And since anger can be an expression of personal frustration, I'd recommend being very careful when tackling these types of areas. However, using these techniques that I just basically explained to you should help you to express yourself assertively rather than aggressively. And this should help to diffuse the situation and result in more positive and effective communication. All right. So with that, I'd like to thank you guys for listening and tuning into my channel like you always do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is Thoughts If It Were You, Food for Thought. My name is Neo Gentrix, and look forward to the next podcast next time. I'm going to cover a little bit more on assertiveness, and then we'll go right back into communication with the next topic on barriers to effective communication. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. And be blessed.